forget to thank you. Oh, I forget to tell you. I forget to thank you. Oh, I forget to tell you. I forget to thank you.
Thank you. Go to school if you want my love, you better learn the rules. Tim.
Hey, Nikki. So we have Nikki Ciano here, a real New York
person.
Real legend here. So really honored. Can't say enough thank yous, you know, for coming down here. I really appreciate it. And
yeah, it's a great place to be. The Village, New York City. A couple of blocks from the original loft.
Really? Where was the original?
Broadway and Bleecker.
Okay.
You know where? 647 Broadway.
We were. I mean,
the Soho Strawberry, it used to be called, was on the corner, and then right next door was the loft, 647 Broadway, one flight up.
Wow. Because I think when the station, I think a couple years ago, we were at a different studio that was right between Bleecker. It was on Mercer between Bleecker and Houston. So I think it might have been
on Mercer between Bleecker and Houston. Right. So
maybe it was
that was closer to the gallery, actually, because the gallery was on Mercer and Houston.
Really?
And then the loft, when the gallery moved down to Mercer and Houston, because we were originally on 22nd Street and David was on Broadway. Then we moved down to, David had already gotten Prince Street, but it wasn't ready. And we moved down to Mercer Street, and then we opened first, David opened second, but he was there longer than us.
Yeah.
But he was just fixing his place up and, you know, really making it right.
So how many different galleries were there?
Two.
There's two, okay.
Two. And there were so many lofts. But the first original loft was 647 Broadway, and then, of course, 99 Prince Street, which was the loft that everyone remembers.
Right.
Which was all through the 80s, and just phenomenal spot.
I know we wanted to mention that on your website you have a bunch of mixes.
Oh, right. So, NikkiCiano.com, NikkiCiano.com, has a bunch of, you know, my music mixes, some of them live. There's about 30 of them, and they're free. You don't have to pay anything. And I have original productions of my music there that's also free and downloadable. So, you know, it's all up there and it's all free. So if people want to share in the music, it's there.
Do you have any recordings from the gallery?
The gallery, yeah.
You
do? Oh, absolutely. Actually, the film soundtrack was recorded while they were filming the film. And this one part, I don't want to say too much, but there was this big, big song back then that everyone used to sing on the dance floor, and that's all on live. And the whole dance floor is singing this song, and I'm turning the music in and out, and that's all in the movie. It's amazing. People are gonna get chills. It's not just a movie about the 70s. It's a movie about life and the joy of life, because back then, you know, the Vietnam War had ended and people were really feeling good. You know, they really felt like empowered because the music and the message in the music and the people's protest had stopped that war. It wasn't the government.
Yeah,
it was the people screaming loud enough, and the music. Music played an integral part in that. I mean, listen to What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. That whole record is about the war, and it's just as contemporary today as it was back then. I mean, you can listen to that record today, and it means exactly the same thing. You know, no more fighting, no more guns. You know, what's going on, people, you know?
Yeah.
I was listening to it today. It's just such a phenomenal thing. And I read this book on Marvin Gaye, and he said that when he wrote the album, he felt like God was just speaking through him. It just came out of him. It's an amazing piece of work. So people had just ended the war, and the war was over, and people were out partying in clubs, and it was like, we did it, and let's joined together, we can do anything. And that whole spirit was in the air, and all that is in the movie. So it's not just about a club and about dancing. It's about people who are living in love rather than fear, because that's where we're right now. We're living in fear.
Right.
That's where we are right now. We're living in fear. We have fear of the government. Do you know that 8 years ago when Bush got elected, if you spoke out against Bush, your taxes were audited. You were blacklisted. Look what happened to Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins. They spoke out against the war. They were scheduled to do the Academy Awards. They canceled them. I mean, it was really horrible what it did to people. I mean, we might as well have been living in the McCarthy era. This is ridiculous. This is the United States of America. That stuff should not happen.
Yeah.
And this president really wielded his power in a very, very unhealthy way.
Hopefully he will be gone soon.
Hopefully the Republicans will be gone
soon. Yes, exactly.
Because we need change. And I know if you're a Republican out there, I don't care. I really don't care. I respect everyone. But we really need to turn the page. And if we elect McCain, we're going to be in the same place. He's going to continue the same policies, and he's going to do the same thing. We need Barack Obama right now. I don't care. You know, a lot of people have prejudices that they carry with them, and I grew up very prejudiced. But you know what? If you care about this country, you have to get past any feelings you have and vote for Barack Obama. If you care at all about this country, that's what you need to do. And put your caring about this country way ahead of your personal feelings. That's what we all need to do.
No.
I couldn't have said it better, right, Tim?
Exactly. Nothing to add there.
Okay.
So
shall we continue for another few minutes?
Yeah. Let's play some more.
Okay,
if you're okay with that.
Yeah, I'll play another 20 minutes and then I'll head home.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right, here
Thank
we go.
Thank you, everyone.
Nikki Ciano.
Okay,
here.
Santos, 100 Lafayette on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Thanks.
the worry. Don't want to press my luck too far. Don't want to climb too high to fall. Don't want to find my joy to lose it all. I'm loving everything we do.
Oh,
So,
well, so that ends it for tonight. For
me.
Thank you so much, Nikki.
Well, it was a pleasure being here.
Yeah, really, the last of the legendary DJs here.
You know, I forgot to mention something, and I'm pretty serious about this. My 55th birthday, March 2010. I think I'm going to stop playing records at that point. I'm not going to stop working in the industry. Probably, I would really like to continue in film, but I think that's going to be my last gig thing. So this thing at Santos, part of it is that it's only going to be like the 18 months up until
and
that
then
day.
Yeah. Done.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, wow. I think so. I think so, yeah. I'm absolutely sure that I'm not going to play records after that point.
Well, why? I mean, you've had enough, or
yeah. I think you have been playing. I think I've had enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to push it. If you know what, I'm still feeling it, and I'm still feeling great. I don't want to get to a point where playing records is a job.
Right.
If I get to that point, I really need to stop, and I don't want to get to that point. So I'm sort of just cutting my losses and saying, I'm going to go out on a high note. 55 is enough. I mean, 55 is a good point to...
That's amazing.
Yeah, to stop playing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So catch me at Santos and then see the movie.
Well, great. So Sunday nights at Santos,
100
Lafayette Street.
Just below Canal.
Yeah.
10 p.m. Sundays.
All right. Well,
what a party used to be like. Yeah.
Nikki Ciano, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tim. Thank you.
And hope to have you on here again before you end DJing.
Well, when the movie comes out, I hope to.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay.
So we have just 15 minutes left, so I'm going to play a couple of tracks to end out the show for tonight. So.
Thank you. Thank you. Gates fly open.